This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge, and I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. I'm pretty excited. A big day for the Kona Edge today. If you follow us on social media, and if you don't, you can. The Kona Edge is where you'll find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. But you would have noted that I posted something pretty special. We've been going here at the Kona Edge. We launched the podcast on the 25th of November 2015, so just over 2 years. We celebrated our birthday towards the end of last year. And we hit a pretty big milestone today. 1 million downloads from the start. And that, to me, just blows my mind. Absolutely phenomenal. So I wanted to just say a very personal thank you to you for downloading and listening to this podcast. It started out as something that I was doing just to keep myself sane. I was working for a big multinational company creating this sort of content, podcast content for them in various niches. I mean, stuff in wine, stuff that I had absolutely no interest in. But I needed to do something to keep myself sane. And this was a little idea that was bubbling in the back of my mind for ages. I probably sat on the idea for about 2 years and decided that I was going to take Thursdays. It was Side Hustle Thursday is what we called it in our business. And I took Thursdays off, and this is what I focused on, was building the Kona Edge. And it's really grown into something truly special. So we do a lot of these things outside of the Kona Edge, and this has been a bit of a passion project for me. So to hit 1 million downloads is just amazing. And thank you very much. If you've been around from the start, thanks for hearing me out. And if you've just joined us here on the Kona Edge, welcome. I hope it's a long and enjoyable stay. And don't forget, you can reach out, Brad, at thekonaedge.com if there's some feedback or if you have any criticism. I'm always open to constructive criticism, and my inbox is always open. It's Brad at thekonaedge.com. Obviously, a lot of work goes into these podcasts, and we'd love it if you would support us. It's one of the ways that we sort of keep the lights on and helps us cover costs is to become a patron of the show. You can access a commercial-free version for works out to 25 US cents a podcast, which is nothing if you think about magazine subscriptions and that sort of thing and some of the stuff that you spend money on when it comes to triathlons. Hopefully, I provide enough value that 25 US cents per episode works out to $5 a month. Not too much to ask. If you wouldn't mind doing that, I'd really appreciate it. Just head over to thekonaedge.com/support and you can become a patron there right now. We've had a couple of people sign up over the last couple of days, and that really does help. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, it would be massively, massively appreciated. Before we get into today's podcast as well, I mentioned just a couple of days ago that if you're a developer, if you speak code, if you don't speak code, this doesn't apply to you. But if you're a developer and you've got some experience with APIs, particularly the likes of Garmin and Suunto and those sort of things, please pop me a mail, brad@thekonaedge.com. I'm working on something and I need some technical help, and I'd love it if someone in our audience is clued up on it and is willing to work alongside us. I think there might be a mutually beneficial agreement that we can come up with. I'm going to be looking for someone, so hopefully it's someone in our community. If not, I'm going to have to go outside, but I think someone in the triathlon community will be able to understand exactly what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to build for the Kona Edges. So, if you wouldn't mind popping me a mail, brad@thekonaedge.com, it would be hugely appreciated. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by My Training Day Triathlon Academy, which was started in 2006 when Claire and Kent Horner realized their passion was helping other athletes reach their goals. My Training Day is home to online coaching, squad training, an online store, bike fitments, and nutrition assessments. What began with a handful of athletes has now grown exponentially, and Kent and Claire, along with 9 other My Training Day coaches, coach more than 280 athletes both nationally and internationally. My Training Day affiliated with Joe Frill in 2014, allowing access to a world of knowledge from one of the world's best-known original coaches. My Training Day makes use of tools such as Best Bike Split, Trainer Roads, and Training Peaks for power analysis, as well as Coach's Eye for video analysis. Their passion lies in helping others realize their full potential and reach their goals. My Training Day caters for any athletes from your complete novice right through to your elite athlete. To find out more about My Training Day Triathlon Academy, simply head over to mytrainingday.com, or to find out more, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can check them out there, as well as all our coaches in the Coach's Corner. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured on the podcast and the website, simply head over to that URL, scroll right down to the bottom and get all the details there. That's thekonaedge.com/coaching. It's time to chat some swimming, and we head back to Zurich to catch up with Matty Witz. Matty, welcome onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Brad. Well, nice to be here. Witz actually means joke in German, so maybe we should call it Weitz. That's
my Weitz. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, Matty, all good.
Let's talk about your swim, and you've improved numbers-wise quite a bit since you started out in the sport.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I didn't come from a swimming background like most triathletes, but I always enjoyed to swim. But I, like the first Ironman 2012 was a 112 lake flat wetsuit swim. So that's where I started. And over time, now just a week ago, so 2017, end of 2017, I managed ocean open water swim 58-59, something like that. Yeah.
That is incredible. What do you think has been the biggest thing you've done that's improved your swim over that time?
I think really it should be always, the order should be really first technique, then fitness, and then the rest. Because so the main thing I would say is video analysis. I didn't have too many of those, but I just recently had one, and just seeing what I do wrong. Like, I'm a quite visual learner, so when I see what I'm doing there, I can really relate to it and think, oh, I can adjust it quite quickly. And then we do a retest for the video. At our swim club, we did it. And then I can see, okay, my left arm doesn't have the angle it should underwater with the catch. Okay, I need to adjust it again. And then I do technique exercises for it. And then over time, will improve. And if still not, then I still need to focus more on it. But that's one, the video analysis, that's a big one. I highly recommend just doing that every now and then. And then definitely, I mean, most people say it, but it's simply true. Master Swim Club, go there. I mean, I knew I was always sucky at kicking, and I still am not very good, but I'm getting there slowly. But I knew if you want to be a good swimmer, you can't not do butterfly or proper backstroke or proper kicking. You need to know how to do that. Like, how am I going to swim with those fast swimmers if I can't even do that? So you can't just power through with your pedals, but you really need to make sure your core and your legs are engaged. And they teach you that for sure. So a lot of things, I was really, for the first 2, 3, 4 weeks, I was coming out of the pool, I could barely cycle to work. You know, like, I was really so done. Like, so many new things, coordination-wise, was exhausting, and the movement, my body had no idea how to do it. But over time, you just stick with it, and before you notice, hey, I'm not that dead anymore after the session. I'm kind of getting along. And then over time, you feel, hey, I can actually do it. I'm getting there. And then you find something new, and then you're dead again. And it's a cycle. But that's, in the end, it's a nice challenge. And for sure, to do it with other people together, it's a huge motivation. Like, if you always go alone after work when you're tired already with your swim set to the water with other people, it's busy. I mean, you're not going to have the same quality set that with a club. No way. So,
as far as open water goes, you are lucky. Not everyone gets to live close to a body of water like Lake Zurich. Do you get to do much open water, or do you do most of it in the pool with the Masters group?
Yeah, I do. If the temperatures are picking up, actually last week, a friend of mine, it's 11 degrees now, the water, so he still swam a minute, so I guess it's possible. But in general, like over summer, I hop in there a lot to get my workouts. It's really nice. There are some parts around the lake where it's really safe without, you don't want to hit a boat while you swim. So there's quite a bit of boat traffic as well. So there are some parts where it's super safe to swim, and you can do it in a group, you can do it with friends. And I think it's super important to have at least one open water session in over the summertime, or when you can, since swimming in a pool with a black line is not the same than sighting and all that, and getting a feel for the wetsuit, which it tends to be tight after a winter in the closet. So need to get that warmed up as well.
I thought it was just my wetsuit that was tight after the winter, Matty.
No, it's not only that. It's also the chocolate, I guess.
I love it. Matty, it's been great catching up. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out. Thanks for joining us on the Kona Edge today.
Sounds good. Talk to you.
I'm guessing that the Kona Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. Thank you very much to Maddie for sharing his swimming tips with us here on the podcast today. Confession time, okay? Yes, I'm a host of a podcast about triathlon, and I haven't been training nearly as much as I should have been over the last probably 14 months. 2017 was horrific. I mentioned just a couple of days ago that I didn't get to race in 2017, and that is changing in 2018. But tomorrow morning, bright and early, my first swim squad in over a year. I am petrified. I've been cycling again this week, which is fantastic, with the group that I trained with my last Ironman, and they nearly killed me on the hill repeats today. So I'm dreading my first swim back with them tomorrow morning, but it is going to be done. I'll report back if I haven't drowned tomorrow on tomorrow's edition of the Kona Edge. Before I go, a quick iTunes review. These are fantastic. We've had a few come through over the festive season. This one from Alfie Aiko in the UK saying, Kona brilliance, giving us a 5-star, saying fantastic podcast with some great athletes and brilliant advice. Whether it's Kona aspirations or just triathlon in general, the Kona Edge is well worth a listen. Well, Alfie Aiko, thank you so much for that 5-star review. And if you wouldn't mind leaving us one, it would be massively, massively appreciated. Don't forget, coming up next week as well, we're giving away that Ironman entry. Entries closed on the 31st of December. We'll be announcing the winner next week. So make sure you listen to the podcast. It could be you if you entered that contest. That's what's coming up. And we've got some exciting news as well. I mentioned it the other day. If you want to find out more, head over to thekonaedge.com/challenge. I'm giving you lots of info here all over the show. That's thekonaedge.com/challenge. We'll give you more details early next week as well, how you can be part of this and sorting out your fueling issues when it comes to Ironman. So head over to that URL once again. That's thekonaedge.com/challenge. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.